blessed be the name of my rock, who trains my hands for war, who causes me to walk in his overcoming power forevermore. Blessed be the name of my rock, blessed be the name of my shield, blessed be the Lamb who will open the scroll and loose the seven seals. Proclaim these words.
Welcome
to
everyone
every
to another edition of Flashpoint. I think Stephen will join
Wake
us
up the mighty men,
again
let
for the
all
next segment.
The men become
in the meantime, there's so much
war.
To go over. Let us begin here. I think that my estimation of things falling apart this fall, maybe late summer toward the end of August, I'm finding more evidence of that. The oil, the diesel companies, my son-in-law says diesel, and he always corrects me, but anyway, diesel or diesel, they're declaring a force majeure, a force beyond their control, and they have only 8 more weeks of diesel to be delivered. That puts us at the end of August. What runs on diesel? Everything. Especially trucks that bring our food to the grocery store. Even if 100 food processing plants have been blown up in the last 6 months, this country is so big and so wealthy that food is still being produced. It's still getting to the grocery stores in most places. But if the trucks do not move, the food will not move. And they're saying key manufacturers have ceased operations for all the additives that they need in order to make a diesel engine oil. They need antioxidants, anti-corrosion, dispersing additives, anti-rust, friction modifiers, EP additives, anti-foaming agents, antioxidants, just a whole slew of components that they need in order to manufacture diesel oil, and it's just not coming. This means no commerce. No products. And there won't be any until at least 2023 sometime. And this is not so cleverly timed to be in line with everything else. This, we're watching the planned takedown of the country that is the biggest enemy of the satanic global government, which is America, because they have stated 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, they cannot rule the world if America's ruling the world. Plus, on a satanic level, on a spiritual level, Satan realizes that America has a lot of Christians, and he does not want the Christians to rise up to realize the power they have that Yeshua has given them and rise up and defeat him. That's exactly what will happen. Exactly. I've had one person wrote to me this week and said she's been listening to me, and then she's been speaking to people who say, oh no, that can't be. It can't be this soon, i.e. this fall, because the temple isn't built yet. But we don't need a temple. We do not need a temple to implement the final 7 years. Here's what Daniel 9:27 says. He will confirm a covenant with the many. We'll get to the many in a minute. For 1:7, in the middle of the 7, he will put an end to sacrifice and offering. So the he is evidently a pronoun referring to the pseudo-Messiah, the Antichrist. So all we need is a covenant. It goes on to say this he will continue until the time of the abomination of desolation, and he will put an end of offering and sacrifice. So all we need is we don't need a temple. I mean, we will eventually to set up the image and the wing, but to start the 7 years, all we need is an altar. And they already have this ready to go. The Temple Institute says they have been practicing out in the Negev. They have all the stones ready for the altar. They have them numbered. They're practicing putting them in final form. Here's 1, 2. I mean, I'm sure they've got it down to a science. They said that they will be on the Temple Mount. Once they receive the green light, they will be on the Temple Mount within 20 minutes with their nature-hewn stones, their unhewn stones. They have it all organized. They'll be sacrificing by the end of the day. So we just need a covenant with the many. The many, Hebrew for many is Rav. And from this word we get rabble, a whole bunch. This must be a whole bunch of nations. This agreement to allow the Jews to worship on the Temple Mount, to build a temple on the Temple Mount, dividing Jerusalem, the eastern half is the capital of Palestine, dividing Israel. This is prophesied. Who has divided my city? It says in the, they're not the minor prophets, they're the short prophets, but very powerful prophets, as far as what they say. And accepted by many nations, and sacrifices will begin. It'll just take one day. So the lack of a temple is not any impediment. In the meantime, we see the world is gearing up for World War III. This is exactly what the Antichrist has called for. He said we need World War III, decimate the people, pulverize them into the dust so they hardly have a whisper. So they will be begging and submissive and will be accepting of me. They need to be trodden down because I'm such a miserable foreign, the word is, entity. I'm such an unacceptable entity that the people need to be desperate before they'll accept me. And right in lockstep with that, the House Armed Budget Committee today just signed off on a grant. Now it goes to the two houses to give $839 billion for new ships, planes, and in order to fulfill the Allied agreements. I don't know what that is, if they're going to go to war in Ukraine, if they're going to go to war over Taiwan. Do you want to send your children to go fight for Ukraine or Taiwan? I certainly don't. My sister has two young men as grandsons. She is so concerned about him. So pray for all the young men. Okay, is a covert war by the West already being conducted in Ukraine? The former nuclear code carrier for Putin was found shot to death in Moscow today. And Quayle wonders if the assassination was a message for Putin. We can get you any place you are. Don't you feel safe any place, bud? Ukraine bombed an oil refinery in Russia via drone. The West and Ukraine are continually poking. Of course, Belarus, if you look on a map, Belarus is Russian territory. And here is the whole thing with Kaliningrad. Kaliningrad is a segment of Russian territory that is not attached. It's almost like Alaska, but Alaska is a big state. It's not attached to the contiguous 48 down below. Well, this is another situation, although Kaliningrad is very much smaller, separated by from Belarus. I don't know. I'm trying to get an estimate. It looks like about 40 miles. And there has always been a connection of a railroad between Belarus and Kaliningrad. But the thing about Kaliningrad is it's a warmer water port, and Russia really liked that. And of course, now Lithuania says they're not going to allow any goods to travel to Kaliningrad on the railroad anymore. So that's another poke. And Ukraine, Poland, and the countries in the area are digging trenches. Are they worried about tanks coming in, invading, or are they worried about tanks going westward and invading the West? I think it's probably more like the second. And the timing of this is very interesting. We just spoke about the timing of the force majeure on the oil. Well, the timing on this next thing is also very interesting, and that is, I mean, the Donbass area, they're Russian-speaking, they are Russian people, they moved there at the fall of the Iron Curtain, but they still are ethnically Russians. They still speak Russian. They live in the Donbass. And when they voted, when there was the coup in Ukraine 8 years ago, they voted to return to Russia. You know, we don't like this, people. We were here when it was good, but it's not good anymore, so we're leaving. Well, Kiev said, no, you're not leaving, and started to bomb them. They've been bombing the civilian Donbass Russian-speaking people for 8 years, have been killing over 14,000 of them. Why invade now? Why does Russia choose this time to invade? I think this is a theater. The whole world is a theater. I offer to you that the Antichrist is telling them now is the time. We're doing it this summer. Okay, no more oil, no more food. Invade here. Start World War III. And West, you have to act like a complete military. I don't know what the word is, military illiterate, and do everything in your power to exacerbate the situation. So you turn the world away from any sympathy toward you, America. We want the world to hate you, and also to actually bring about a war. So why invade now? And why did the Western nations sanction the way they did, which has resulted in the strengthening of the ruble by over 34% in 4 months, and the devaluation of Western currency? This is not masterminded by mankind, I do not believe. Why dollars? Now, that was the petrol dollar. And suddenly the oil producers said, no, we can pay in, you want to pay in rubles? Fine, do it. So it's the end of the petrol dollar, which leaves our dollar bill hanging. It's guaranteed by nothing. It was gold-backed, not anymore. Then it was petrol dollar-backed, not anymore. Why desert 9,000 of our own citizens in a hostile country, Afghanistan, along with, get this, $85 billion in aid? Makes no sense. The UK chief, Britain's military chief, just said prepare for war against Russia. World War III is at our threshold. He announced this his fourth day on the job. I offer to you that the Ukrainian war was deliberately instigated, and that was before he became president. He played a president on Ukrainian TV, and they said, hey, we liked you so much in the TV show that we'll elect you our own president. He's an actor. Last year he made $100 million. People are being paid to march along to somebody's plan. Lithuania says, no, you can't go on my railroad tracks anymore. Russia said, we will solve the blockade any way we choose. But Lithuania, Is a NATO member, and they're talking about Article 5. An attack on one is an attack on all, so everybody has to now go to war. The plot thickens. Russia said, you know, if you don't repeal your order to close the railroad and allow us to supply our people in Kaliningrad, hey, we're going to attack you, and we will all hold barred. And they warned them in writing. The Ukraine armed forces have attacked oil and gas drilling. These are civilians on the Black Sea off the coast of Crimea. Five wounded, seven missing, last I knew. And these are all, this is another, this is not a valid object of war. You don't destroy civilian gas and drilling. Germany is saying to prepare for war. We said that, but it goes deeper than that. This is a political head, and he said this is going to happen. This meaning World War III. Be ready. I pray, but be mostly spiritually ready. Be sure you read your Bibles every day, and try to make it longer and longer. Pray every day. Additionally, against all of what I just said, the U.S. military is being raised. It has fired all the good officers from Obama to the present. Biden is still following in Obama's footsteps. And if you're a Christian, if you're good, if you don't want a jab, then out. So Satan wants only jabbed non-Christians in the military. That is his greatest enemy. Satan is not dumb. He wants them maimed and pagan so the Lord cannot bless them. No miraculous victories on their part. No. This is the sins of Balaam. Get them to behave in such a way that their own God curses them. That's it. Biden proudly announces at a meeting, Karl Lauterbach, the medical director of Germany, agrees. He said a second one's coming. Now the issue of jabs for babies and toddlers. This is absolutely disgusting. I invite each one, when you go on and you find a video of a toddler being jabbed with COVID, gene-altering, maiming with no benefit whatsoever, none. That you open that page and just like Hezekiah took the letter from the invading force. I think, who was that? Anyway, the invading forces from Babylon. He put it up on the altar and he prayed over it. He put out the whole inflammatory letter. I invite you to put your phone or your piece of paper or your computer up on the altar where you pray. And I don't care what it is. The couch, for me, it's my makeup table. I go in my closet, I get to my makeup table, pray on the seat, and if I have something to lay out before the Lord, I put it up on the table and show him and tell him that that children are inviolate, that this is the worst that Satan can do, and tell him, urge him, beg him, invoke him to come and take his proper throne of this world. Come back, redeem your throne. We're ready. This is what happened. This was the trial, the Pfizer quotes trial, for babies and toddlers. 45 children, 4,500 children in the trial group. Just as in the adult group, the bulk of these left. 3,000 of these dropped out. There's no follow-up. There's no more mention. Oh, well, they're gone. So now we have left with 500. They define COVID as a slight increase in heart and pulse. They had to do that because these little kids don't get COVID. Although the trial of three doses, more jabbed than unjabbed got COVID. Children out of 4,500. And this is ratified for emergency use, but this age group, babies to 5 years old, they do not get COVID. Researchers searching the data has not found one death in this age group. Yet they're going in and altering their genome forever, probably sterilizing many of these babies. And then, get this, just as in the adult group, the children were followed for a very short time, 6 weeks, and then the conductors of the research group jabbed all the placebo group. Why is that? They don't want any placebo group out there that can rise up and show what does not happen to them 6 months, 12 months, 18 months down the line. This is the adult group. 800 adults withdrew in the Pfizer trial, and they just disappeared from the record. The trials were so bad that the company tried to prevent the release of their paper and their, quotes, research for 75 years. And those taking part in the Pfizer trials, both kids and adults, all were subsequently jabbed. Right now, the government says if you're not fully jabbed and up to date on your jabs, you're unjabbed. And we'll consider you in the statistics as unjabbed when you go in with myocarditis or Guillain-Barré or early dementia. We're just going to say you're unvaccinated, even though you might have had, you know, two shots and one booster. Oh, you don't have the fourth booster? You're unjabbed. The only control group in this country right now are people who have never taken one jab. Pray for those people. It's going to get worse. Pray for everybody, because they're not finished with this. They're going to bring on monkeypox. They're going to bring on other vaccines. They might bring on Ebola. I don't know, but it's clear something else is coming. And then to exacerbate the present situation, Arkansas, Texas, Wisconsin, and now parts of Arizona, Maricopa County, have decertified Biden as president. They have decertified their vote. Create civil war. And that's exactly what Stephen said they wanted to do. They wanted civil war in this country so we'd use up all our ammo against each other. And I do not have a gun. I do not encourage to think that you're going to either you trust the Lord or you're going to trust yourself and you're on your own. And with all these blackouts for electricity, they're blowing up dams in California, Oregon, Washington. And it's not even just here. They're blowing up dams in Norway. They want to kick us back to virtually living in a cardboard box with 16 square meters of space and eating bugs, owning nothing in a certain pre-identified stack and packs. Inslee of Washington State destroys four hydroelectric producing dams on the Snake River, which is 8% of Washington State energy. Then he sends out a notice to all of his supporters saying, you know, people, we're going to have sweltering temperatures, and that's going to catastrophically disrupt our fragile electrical grid. That means blackouts, destruction, and death. Just look at the headlines. If he thinks this is good governance, I have nothing to say. And plan
the
to
day of the Lord is at hand.
I'll say more on this tomorrow. It's getting really late. If Stephen is here, so please stay.
Word and by his word, all the earth shall shake. My people shall become a strength. Like a chariot in the sun. Blessed be the name of my rock. The trains
Blessed be the name of my rock, who trains my hands for war, who causes me to walk in his overcoming power forevermore. Blessed be the name of my rock, blessed be the name of my shield, blessed be the Lamb who will open the scroll and loose the seven seals. Proclaim these words to every land. Let my people prepare for war.
Well, I guess that Stephen is missing in action.
Wake up
and
the mighty
shall
men.
Proceed.
Let
we'll
all the men become mighty men.
Because I have lots more here,
war.
Fortunately. As we left on Dr. Kumm, K-U-M-M. As I said, he was born in Germany. He was a physician. He worked with the American soldiers, American military, using DDT on the swamps there around Naples and Rome. Very familiar with the effects of DDT on a population. And remember, Rockefeller was the one that switched our medical schools from health to sickness and the pharmaceuticals. That was, of course, a business decision and also an effort to get the population away from health and onto dependence upon big pharma, and to look at pharma as the answer to their diseases and all their problems. And before that, it was spas and remedial naturopathy, and was very helpful. that is not fairly evident from the facts. He became the head of the polio program. He became the head of the director of polio research, a company that made Zyklon B, with which they killed thousands, millions of people. Anyway, Dr. Kumm says, yep, it's caused by a mosquito, and I will be the director of polio research, and we really, really, really need to get rid of these mosquitoes. So they sprayed children in swimming pools. They went through neighborhoods and encouraged the children to walk behind the DDT trucks and get just covered, slathered in DDT. And of course, every summer we had, quotes, a polio outbreak. But what it was neurotoxic poisoning from DDT, which was eventually banned. And here Dr. Kumm, K-U-M-M, was spraying it on children. They were eating it, living with it, swimming in it, walking in it. It was just horrible. Ganda machine. I mean, we had lots of other problems. If you look back into the old pictures, lots of other problems. I'm going to put up a link to some of the problems back then. Horrific pictures. Horrific child laborers in mines, in factories. Open running cesspool water behind shacks in cities, and the people living with the cows and the sheep on one side, the cows on the other, and their shack in the middle, in the urbanization. The urbanization was far, far, far ahead of public health, and the effects were awful. After World War II, we got better public health. Anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself here. But Kumm said we have to make a propaganda machine. Of course, he was from Germany. He knew the propaganda machine and how it worked in the 30s in Germany. So he said, we've got to convince people that it's a bug. And that DDT is good. I'm looking at an ad here. It is a woman, a housewife, clearly, with a dress on. And she's out there dancing with happy cows and chickens and dogs and apples. And they're all happy because they are singing the song above their heads. DDT is good for me, with all the musical notes. And here's another picture of children at the beach encouraged to come and get slathered with DDT. Of course, the neurotoxin mimicked the effects of any kind of neurologic disease, and it was called polio, and we had a polio outbreak, and parents were terrified. The association said 59% of this material is worthless because of lack of adequate controls. Does that remind you of the COVID trials? And the report was ignored. Does that remind you of the COVID trials, where 3,000 of 4,500 children in the trials disappeared, where 800 adults just walked away or died or did something, and nothing more is heard about them? Already, so they said, okay, let's give them the vaccine. Already, they started giving it, I think, in the spring of 1955. And immediately, their alarming results of the Salk vaccine emerge. Was administered to over 400,000 children, mostly school children. Again, does this remind you of something? Now they want to go after the babies and toddlers with the COVID vaccine. They are absolutely, they have no conscience. They have Satan's hatred toward human beings. Within days, reports of paralysis began surfacing because it was attenuated. They were live attenuated virus. Within a month, the mass vaccination program against polio was suspended, but it was suspended for 21 days. And then geared right up to vaccinate some more children. Does that remind you of, was it Johnson & Johnson that had so many adverse reactions and they said, oh, we have to take this off the market? And then what, 2 weeks later it was back? Polio cases began to increase sharply in Chicago in the children that had received the Salk vaccine. Between 1923 and 1953, before the Salk vaccine, polio was already declining because of better public health. Following the use of Salk's vaccine, polio in the U.S. increased 50%. From 57 to 58, 80%. 80% from 58 to 59. This was concealed by the U.S. government. They merely had a change in defining polio. Does that remind you of anything? In 2021, we had no flu. It was all defined as COVID. We had almost no motorcycle accidents. They were all COVID. Everything was COVID. Just define it differently. They decided to report it as meningitis or transverse myelitis or Guillain-Barré or something. But they're still at it. Gates is still trying to push polio vaccines in developing countries where they've hardly had any polio. They have a much worse problem with diseases including malaria or chronic diarrhea due to unsafe water and poor sanitation. In 2016, chronic diarrhea was listed by the WHO as the second leading cause of deaths in children. Over 600,000 deaths in children. You will see in the article that I'm going to append to this that the rates of all diseases went down severely after World War II because of the introduction of a scientific public health. They got septics, they got sewer systems, they got safe water systems. Towns were required to do this. And diseases went way down. They were forced to make more sanitary living conditions and no more child labor. Despite this Gates and his associates want to inject. They don't want to deliver to the developing countries a program of installing septic or sewer systems. They don't want to create systems of safe water. They want to inject. And so those who are researching this opined, is there something else in the polio vaccine that we're not being told about? There was a recent paper written by two scientists from India, and they said this. Well, India has been polio-free for a year. There has been a huge increase in non-polio acute flaccid paralysis. In 2011, there were extra 47,500 new cases of this paralysis, clinically indistinguishable from polio, but twice as deadly. The incidence of acute flaccid paralysis was directly proportional to the number of doses of oral polio vaccine received in India. They're still at it. This data was submitted to the polio surveillance system, but it was not investigated. Does that sound familiar? Denmark's Fauci is named Soren Brostrom. He ordered that all teenagers above the age of 12 last year were vaxxed. He's now saying, well, I guess that was a mistake. He's after he's maimed, killed, or rendered sterile a whole swath of the upcoming population, he says merely, well, now we know that the vax does not protect against infection. Well, it was a mistake. I mean, these adverse vaccine reactions alter people's lives. They're never the same. If they get in any kind of demyelinating neurologic impairments where they go into seizures or a Guillain-Barré type or they have a stroke or pericarditis. Do you know the lifespan of pericarditis? The powers that be want to say, oh, they just take a couple of pills and they're fine. Not a big problem. No, their lifespan is severely, severely compromised. Obey Satan's commands. They are satanic. They are demonic. They share Satan's hatred of mankind. Just like Yeshua told the scribes and Pharisees when they were saying that they were Abraham's, that they were sons of Abraham. He said, Yeshua said, well, before Abraham, you know, a lot of them say that they're sons of Abraham. They're not. They're not. They are, just like Yeshua said, they are sons of Satan. They are abusing their own population, the Jewish people. They always have. Please pray for the people, the Jewish people, that they not be deceived by what is about to come. And they stop taking these vaccines. Israel is one of the most vaccinated, if not the most vaccinated country, them and Portugal in the world, and they're having horrible ramifications. Satan wants to get rid of God's people, and that is the Christians and the Jewish people. He knows that there is a spark there. I mean, other people too. Yes, yes, yes. I mean, right now it's kind of dividing. And I pray for them, pray for every country, but please pray that there's a vast harvest from Israel, a vast harvest from the Christian church. I know we all came out of the Christian church and we kind of, you know, spit on the ground every time their name is mentioned, but please, Yeshua loves them. He loves them. Please pray for them. Pray for a vast harvest. They're paying the churches to promote the vaxes. And it's, you know, the next thing it is everybody receives the hydrogel in the mail. And you're supposed to put it on your right hand. After that, you know, I think they want a chip. That's the last I knew. It's probably the hydrogel patch, the sugar needles. and the chip. I think they need the chip in order to have enough power to work everything. But I'm not sure. All I know for sure is it's the right hand or the forehead. So at the top, they're demonic, and they share Satan's hatred of mankind. The children are just like their fathers, and the people at the head of this are the sons of Satan. The passive compliant ones, they've done studies on this. This is the mass psychosis ones. They're insecure. They need to stay with the herd. They are very dependent upon group approval. And in the next slide, I'll mention Karl Lauterbach and what he is saying to his people. Talk about a good dog, bad dog. It's just ridiculous. But the dependent people thrive on a group approval. These are the people who will double mask even after the mandates are down. The violent lefties are that are willing to injure. This is because they are envious. And again, these are envious. I read a study that was done by Franco after an attempt. The Marxists were demoted in power in Spain. And he said, who are these people? He appointed his top psychiatrist to examine who are the people that are the Marxists here in Spain and causing so much trouble. The psychiatrist came back and he said, the root of their willingness to injure is jealousy. They are jealous of what other people have and they just want to take it or destroy it. They don't want you to have it. This is the same as people, if they see a shiny new Lexus, they'll key it. Fortunately, Lexuses have the good mirrors, but they just can't stand it that somebody has something they don't. And this is Satan. This is satanic also. And let me this is straight out of Isaiah. This is about Satan. When Jehovah is trying to figure out, what in the world happened to you, bud? You said in your heart, I will ascend. I will raise my throne. I will sit enthroned. I will ascend above the tops of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. All the eyes there, these also are the children of Satan, and they are, it is envy, it is jealousy that makes them so impossible. They are not subject to reason. You cannot, in fact, Franco asked the psychiatrist, how do I deal with these people? The psychiatrist answered this. You don't. You kill them. 1,000 years, they're released, and they come once again to attack God's people. And they don't learn. They've been in a hole. They've been in misery for 1,000 years. I know people like to say that. Oh, I bet, you know, a lot of them will have repented. Well, you know, you can say that if you want to, but the Bible does not say that. If you say that, just know this. You've gone off script. Okay, prepare for increased pressure. And I'm going to put in a video here of Lauterbach. Again, he is the German Fauci. He is leading, he's standing in front of a protest group. And evidently, there's a protesting group on the left, and they're vaxxers, anti-vax, and on the right are those who have complied. They're the healthcare workers. Evidently, the protest is about the healthcare workers protesting their being overworked. So Lauterbach raises his hand in an eerie visual reminiscent of the Heil Hitler, and it looks just like Heil Hitler. And he says to them, to the vaccine protest group, you have not contributed to our success. You are not supposed to be here. You have no right to be here. And then to the Vax group, again, he raises his other hand in the sun, in the a pledge to the sun god, Heil Hitler. Here we have the vaccinated ones to whom we owe our success. And then he goes back to the Vax protest group. You did not play your part. It's an impudence for you to have the audacity to join these rightful protests. Your work is nothing. And this is going to increase. This is going to increase. But I think if people have held out and they have not gotten the jab by now, they're pretty independent. They're pretty independent thinkers. Stand firm. Stand firm. Congressional hearings. There was a clip that one of the congressmen was asking Birx, Dr. Birx, when you said that this would help people not get sick, it would help people, it would prevent transmission, and it would keep people out of the hospital. Were you lying? Were you mistaken? And they finally get around to, were you hoping? And Birx said, yeah, we were hoping. So all that stuff about you won't get sick, you won't do this, you won't transmit, it's hopium. And they knew it. the powers that be are getting concerned. Prepare for increased pressure. Prepare for this. Get spiritually ready. You're going to be attacked. Not as many people as they had hoped took the vax. The adverse reactions started showing up, and they were more and more, and sooner and more severe than anticipated. Many took one. Fewer took two. And then after that, fewer people took three. There's going to be a fight. Trudeau is panicking at a new report that says 9 out of 10 COVID deaths in the past month have been triple jabbed. A new study endorsed by the WHO, risks of taking the jab outweigh benefits. If you take the jab, you are 340 times more likely to suffer a severe adverse effect than to go to the hospital with COVID. Leaked communique between Pfizer and the European Medical Agency, 50% of vaccine ingredients were left undeclared. Declared. I'm running out of time. I had better stop here. But stillbirths are up 90%. Fertility is down 60%. Countries are calling the pharmaceuticals, trying to renege on their COVID contracts. Poland, for one, they say, listen, you know, we don't want this. It's not working. We want to be let out of our contract. And please have confidence. This is a Zechariah 10:9. Though I scatter them among the peoples, yet in distant lands, they will remember me. And yes, we are. We're remembering the ways of our forefathers and where we came from. They and their children will survive, and they will return. I will bring them back from Egypt, gather them from Assyria, bring them back from Gilead and Lebanon, and there will not be room enough for them. They will pass through the sea of trouble, the surging sea will be subdued, and all the depths of the Nile will dry up. I will strengthen them in Yehovah, and in his name they will walk, declares Yehovah. That's where we're going. Don't take any jabs. Be encouraged. Many, the numbers of those who held out and continue to hold out are much greater. And his camp is very great. Blessings to all. Strong is the one who performs the word, and by his word all the earth shall shake. My people shall become a strength.